Craig Goldberg is a technologist and relaxation expert on a quest to help humanity achieve a deeper sense of inner calmness through the use of sound and vibration. His work as a certified vibroacoustic therapy practitioner is backed by 40 plus years of research. A patented inventor, Craig is constantly exploring new ways to help people reduce stress and anxiety, improve their health, and transform their lives for the better. I am so excited for this conversation. So you're going to want to stick around for today's episode.
Following was recorded in front of a live studio audience at the Studio 21 Podcast Cafe. This is the United Podcast Network.
Welcome to Rat Race Reboot. I'm your host, Laura Noel. And as a certified coach and former 27-year military leader, each week, I provide bite-sized mindset pivots that will help you reset your mind, reawaken your spirit, and regain your control. All right, everybody, welcome to the show. And Craig, welcome to the show. I'm really excited about having you here today. I was just telling Craig back in the green room how timely this conversation is. So, Craig, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me here. Excited.
My pleasure. So I love this, a technologist and relaxation expert. Tell me a little bit about that. What is that?
Well, first of all, I love technology. I'm surrounded by technology as I sit here in my home studio, the lights, the camera, the microphone. That's just the computer, the laptop, the phone, the iPad, right? Like I love technology and the benefits that it brings. I'm 44 years old. I remember my first computer experience when I was a kid. I remember my first cell phone when I was in high school, right? Like I've just watched technology in its modern form develop and grow around me. And that to me is very exciting because life has gotten easier and easier. This computer that I hold in my hand now is my cell phone that I'm holding is far more powerful than the first computer that I had in my house, the first desktop computer, the Commodore 64 and the Apple IIe. And So technologist is really just a word for I love technology and I love to watch it advance and grow. And that dovetails into what I do with InHarmony Interactive as in tech-assisted meditation tools, technology-assisted meditation tools, and the impact that it has on our physiology. There are the acoustic instruments that we're going to talk about, the bells, the chimes, the didgeridoos, the acoustic instruments that make these incredible frequencies that the body can harmonize with, and we can talk about that. And then there's technology that does that too, tactile transducers, speakers, headphones, and obviously music production today is predominantly done digitally as well using technology, applications, computers, and obviously recording those sounds using high quality microphones. All of this is a very long answer to say, I love technology and I recognize that we all need help relaxing. That Americans in particular wear busyness as a badge of honor. And that's when life is just on cruise control. How are you? I'm busy. Great. That's good. We're all busy. Yes. Okay, cool. But that's not when curveballs are thrown our way, like what we were talking about, which seems like just about every single day. Curveballs are thrown our way. Somebody in the family isn't feeling well. There's some type of emergency that needs to be taken care of. We have a child that's homesick. We have, right, the regular schedule is disrupted for insert reason. I got a flat tire. My batteries won't work. The car is down. Life just keeps throwing these tests our way. So even when things are on cruise control and they're going good, we're busy, we're spread thin, we're overworked, we're not giving ourselves time to relax. And then obviously the curveballs come in and it just further exacerbates the stress and anxiety of everyday life. And we need help relaxing. I think I do.
Yeah.
And I say this often. I selfishly created this company because I use my technology every single day. And I listen to our music meditations every single day. and it is part of my practice and my process, and it has considerably changed my life and the lives of thousands of other people around me. And we're growing and we're expanding, and it's very exciting, and I'm grateful to be here.
Oh my God. No, that is so exciting. And there's so many nuggets in what you just said. And I was thinking, as much as I think I know about meditating and the importance of it, and I have my non-negotiable morning habits, I think about, in the midst of stress, whatever comes out is what's trapped inside. So even though I'm doing the things and meditating, I know things would be much worse if I were not, but we can always be better because it's still in there. It's still totally the stress, right? So what got you to this point where, I mean, you're talking about all of us pretty much, where our norm is busy and we're like, what did you do yesterday? I don't know. Wow, I'm busy. You know, what are you doing today? Wow, I'm busy. I don't know.
I had a free afternoon until about 10 minutes, 15 minutes before this call. And now I'm back to back until 4 o'clock when I go to pick up my daughter, right? Like, the phone rings. Hey, can I come by? Absolutely. And then the phone rings again. And it's like, hey, can I come by today? And I'm like, sure. And now I'm back to back. There is something to be said about the interconnectedness of this world. I think you hit the nail on the head, which is to say, mindfulness and meditation and having a practice that allows you to relieve stress. Look, for some, that's taking a walk outside. I live not too far from wide open desert land. I absolutely love going for a walk out in the desert, not on a street, but like out in dirt underneath my feet in the desert, wide open desert. And I live in Vegas, so that's easy. I also love going for walks. I used to have meetings on the Strip, the Las Vegas Strip, all the time. I would park at the Wynn, which still had free parking not too long ago. And I would just walk. Hey, do you want to just walk with me on the Strip? And we would literally walk down the Strip in and out of hotels. And the people walking past me, I found to be very calming and very relaxing, especially when I'm in conversation with somebody while we're kind of strolling, walking and talking while everybody is rushing. I used to do the same thing in Manhattan when I lived in Manhattan. Everybody would be rush hour walking home like, I'm going home. And I would just kind of mosey and look around and kind of laugh at people and chuckle at people that are like rushing and trying to like elbow and push people and trying to get the red light. And I would just kind of be relaxed and walking through. It's all perspective. It's all a process and a practice that allows us to stay calm and relaxed in the face of stress and anxiety. And it's a decision, even though it doesn't always feel like one. It feels like we're so captivated by the current moment. We could talk about the nervous system, and we can talk about what's happening when you drift into fight or flight, why and how, what sensors, if you will, your nervous system is feeding off of to trigger that sympathetic nervous system response, that fight or flight nervous system response, which unfortunately hasn't really caught up with today's society. I can't speak for everybody, but I can certainly speak for myself. As I sit here in my home in Las Vegas, off the Strip, kind of in the middle of nowhere, there's nobody walking on my street. There's nobody that comes into my cul-de-sac. There's only four houses here, unless you're one of the people living here, so or the mailman or Amazon, right? I live in a very quiet neighborhood. I just moved a month ago. My last neighborhood, there were 320 houses in our subdivision, and it was very busy. Cars driving past all the time. And here it's really quiet. I don't see anybody except planes passing overhead out my window. It's just really quiet.
Yeah.
And very safe. And my nervous system really hasn't caught up with, and nobody's has, right? Evolutionarily speaking, we live in very safe environments today. Now, that could be different. You could be living in inner city. You could be right in a high crime area. I mean, everybody's different, but just for me, my nervous system has not caught up with the fact that, aside from the small percentage that somebody could try and rob my house by coming in my front door, that's usually open, few and far between. And yet my nervous system is still dealing with and processing inputs that sometimes put it on end and on edge, that sometimes trigger that sympathetic nervous system response. And I need to know and recognize what that is so that I can deal with it, process it, and react to it consciously instead of subconsciously. because if you're subconsciously responding to that nervous system response, you're going to spend your entire day in fight or flight, and that wreaks havoc on your body's ability to maintain itself and stay in a healthy state. There's a lot to unpack there, but it's a really important aspect for people to know that you need to recognize what exactly your nervous system is responding to that's putting you in a fight or flight, typically not necessarily in a healthy state for you. You're not in a life-threatening state that's a physical life-threatening state, like somebody isn't trying to hurt you or harm you, right. But your nervous system interprets the typical day-to-day threats that we face every, right? Like just the hecticness, yeah. The busyness.
Even an email. Even like something as benign.
You get an email. Let's talk about that because I think it's really interesting. You get an email from your boss. Let's say you don't. Like I was talking to somebody yesterday, bless her beautiful heart. She's got PTSD from a previous marriage where her husband used to yell at her. And now she's working for somebody who is yelling at her all day.
Yeah.
And I said, well, why are they yelling at you every day? And she goes, well, mainly because I'm not doing a good job. I'm not performing to the extent that I need to perform. And I go, okay. I still don't justify the yelling, but that's different than somebody who's just yelling for the sake of yelling, right? But nonetheless, her nervous system is having a response and it's triggering a remembered response to mm-hmm. her ex-husband, obviously, in a marriage that she left very healthily, I might imagine. And now she finds herself in that same position. She can't go out and find another job. She feels stuck in where she's at. Did a session on the Sound Lounge yesterday and had a great night's sleep and feels amazing today and is coming back for another session today. But to that point, life has a way of triggering this nervous system response. And once we recognize that, we can then decide how we get to respond to that. And we can condition our nervous system to respond differently to different triggers, to different stimuli in our environment. And I think that's the important aspect to it. Sorry, I kind of went on there in a little bit.
No. It's such an important point because as a coach, you know, I'm asking people to dive deep within themselves to find the answers. And often when they're new to coaching, they're surprised when I'm not going to be telling them what to do. But a big piece of it is to carve time out for yourself and get in the habit of being in stillness and quiet, because that's where you're kind of shutting off the noise and that's where it begins. So it's so important because if you're not listening to yourself and you don't carve out that time or even know how to relax, and that takes practice, you will be in a state where you're just reacting to old stimuli and old paradigms and beliefs versus, and I love that you touched on, it's a decision in the moment and an awareness of when you're kind of hyped up of, you know, I have a choice here. What can I do to settle down? And I think once you kind of get in that space where you can settle down, then you can do that deeper work that you're talking about. What are these like triggers? What are these things? What do I look like, act like, feel like when I'm really hyped up and stressed? And you've got to get to that point where you have those awarenesses.
Man, when you sit down to just be with you and yourself, the silence is deafening.
Yeah.
Right. Like that, it really is a practice and a process. And it's one of the reasons why we use music and vibration to help guide the mind, body, and spirit into the depths of your inner self so that you can do that work. A lot of us don't spend time with ourselves.
Right.
That busyness in a lot of ways is a defense mechanism to make sure you don't spend time with yourself.
Yeah.
And it's when we go inward and our technology creates the space for you to do that in a very safe manner, in a safe way, relaxing way. When you start to go inward is when you really start to face exactly what's happening, because you know, like we all know what's happening. And
and
I think that's one of the most beautiful aspects of what you do as a coach is to hold up that mirror and just be like, yeah, we're going to help you. Like, you know what's going on.
Right.
Right. It's one thing if it's something you're doing in a coach from the outside in, like sports and athletics, and they're watching your gait and they're watching your form, and it's just not something that you can see. you got to keep your elbow up instead of an inch or two down lower. Like, it's a little different mm-hmm. when it's, you have the best perspective on your life.
Yeah.
And we don't realize it. We want to think that we're watching something unfold, but the reality is we all have the best perspective of our own lives. And I don't know what your thoughts are. You don't know what your clients' thoughts are.
Right.
So the process has to be, let's take you within so that you can reconcile what you're feeling, why you're feeling, where it comes from. Ask yourself the right questions, sit in silence, and allow you to hear what your body and your mind is saying to you, or use our music meditations and our vibroacoustics to help relax the mind, body, and spirit, to help distract the mind and allow it to go into the depths of inner thought so that you can do the work that you need to do to come out on the other side victorious.
So many people they'll ask, how do I do, like, I'll just say, start with 5 minutes, then 10 minutes. And then, you know, how do you do that? So I love that you have some tools that can actually help people find that stillness with it, without it feeling laborious, you know, that, like, quiet, you said the quiet is deafening, right? Yeah. Just that in and of itself. So how do you tell people to kind of start out so that they can get to the deeper depths of what's going on inside their own mind?
Yeah. First is start with the breath. The breath controls the mind controls the body. So without allowing the breath to run away, with some conscious thought, it becomes very simple for you to simple box breathing. It doesn't have to be any overly complicated breath work, but simple 4 or 5 count in, hold 4 or 5, 4 or 5 out, and then a 4 or 5 count hold with an empty lung. And just doing that for a minute is enough to calm and relax the mind, quiet you out of the current situation. We have multiple brainwave states. When your eyes are open and you're processing the world around you, we're in a beta brainwave state. The goal for mindfulness and meditation is to drift into an alpha brainwave state or a theta brainwave state, which is just below that. And some deep breaths can help you to at least be able to sit with yourself and start there. And then we have 4 different products at InHarmony Interactive. We're focused on tech-assisted meditation and mindfulness. We are a company that is focused on helping your body to guide you into the depths of that meditative state, that alpha and theta brainwave state, which music, and when coupled with vibration, happens very expeditiously and very quickly, and you don't have to think about it. So there's no mm-hmm. thought. You really just need to say, okay, I'm going to sit down on the InHarmony meditation cushion. I'm going to sit down on, I'm going to lay down on the sound lounge, and I'm going to push play. And then you just lose yourself in the music. Now, you can do that with our app as well, which you can just run on your phone. It's $8 a month or $80 a year. And we're constantly putting new music. You know, we call them music meditations. We're constantly uploading new music meditations every week into that app. And literally all you need to do is push play. And the only instruction that I have for folks is to lose yourself in the music.
Yeah.
What does that mean to me? That means that I am focused on exploring the music with my ears, with my mind, with my focus. Mm-hmm. And what you'll find is what our research shows when we look at the brain underneath an EEG when they're listening to our music meditations is that you're drifting into a theta brainwave state, an alpha brainwave state, and that you're hitting that target brainwave state because your brain is now distracted by the music. We say on our website, say goodbye to a distracted mind. It's a little misleading. We're using music and vibration to distract the mind and the body. And
yeah.
We have mechanoreceptors in our skin that are constantly sending signals to the brain. And when you're laying or sitting on a meditation cushion or laying on our sound lounge or laying on our practitioner, your brain is overly stimulated with these signals. And it's the same signals that you're getting through your auditory nerve because mm-hmm. It's the same frequencies. And this kind of shifts the brain into this relaxed state. It's a little overwhelmed. It kind of shuts down a little bit. It just says, okay, cool. My body is now doing what the body is doing. And I'm sitting in, and it's so constant for 22 minutes After about 15 minutes, we've kicked in the chemical cascades associated with the parasympathetic nervous system response, and you are in a full body relaxed state, body, mind, spirit. And yeah. And in that state, you can start to do some real work, especially with intention setting and journaling before and after and doing some really important work.
Oh, and healing in your body. I mean, I love that you're bringing up vibration, because as I tell people, everything's energy, right? The chair that I'm sitting in, our bodies, our thoughts are energy, and your goals are actually energy. That's a vibration. Absolutely. And so no matter what you do, even if you're not taking a step toward your goal specifically, but you're experiencing relaxation, joy, harmony, those things that those are a place too. And those things are in elevated harmony with that very thing that you want. So just by the nature of taking care of yourself in a way like this, you're getting closer to your vision. And that's, I mean, there's so much going on in the unconscious mind in goal priming, but you have to be in this relaxed state. I love this technology.
Look, whether you are actively training your nervous system or not, your nervous system is learning. So you're either consciously training it, hopefully for the positive, or your environment is dictating how your nervous system is going to respond. And sitting with intention, using music meditations or guided meditations or mantras. I mean, there's lots of different ways that you can do it. If it's mindful meditation, staring at the top of a candle, like again, lots of different ways that you can do it. I started a company around tech-assisted meditation because it feels fantastic and it brings with it physical benefits that you wouldn't otherwise find using just a meditation pillow or sitting on the ground. And look, there's lots of value in getting out on the grass and grounding and sitting underneath the tree. More and more difficult to do that, especially here in the desert and big cities. But using sound and vibration adds a physical benefit in that of vibration. Yes, everything, including this desk that sits before me, is actually vibrating. This entire existence, this entire earth plane is all built around vibration and light. Mm-hmm. And that's a little bit of a totally different conversation that I don't think we have time to get into.
I know right that would be another episode. We'll have to come back.
I'm super down for that. And we can dive deep into that. That's a great conversation. And one that I'm very familiar with. The law of vibration is one of the 12 immutable laws of the universe. And that's an entire other conversation. The reality is, when you're laying on a sound lounge or sitting on our meditation cushion, there's physiological benefits that happen that you won't get when you're sitting on just a regular meditation cushion made out of flaxseed or something, or just a pillow that you have in your house, which you can totally use. You can sit on the carpet, right? I mean, you don't need what we make. And most co-founders probably won't say that. My co-founder's probably like, what are you doing? And I'm like, look, the reality is you can sit down and just meditate. Tech-assisted meditation adds benefits in that we are guiding your mind into that alpha and theta brainwave state. So we're helping you to get there. And we're adding an increase to circulation. We're literally sending a message. The vibroacoustics, the vibration that is created by the tactile transducer that we use, is actually sending a message to every muscle in your body telling it to relax, overriding the message that your nervous system is sending to it, which could be to tense and tighten up, and telling it, no, you need to relax. It's great for recovery after a workout. It decreases your recovery time, workout to workout. It helps with circulation, as I mentioned. It increases detoxification and opens detox pathways. So most people, when I think of the circulatory systems in the body, think of the veins and arteries, the heart, which pumps blood throughout the body. The detox pathways is actually our lymphatic system. And our lymphatic system is driven by gravity. It's driven by walking and moving. And if you're living a sedentary lifestyle, I've been sitting at this desk since 8:30, 8:45. Yeah. I haven't gotten up except to go to the bathroom once. And otherwise, I've been on calls. So if you're not moving around, your detox pathways are not activated. The lymphatic system is sitting in your body. I've got a rebounder, which is a little trampoline that I get on throughout the day. And I'm getting off this podcast and I'm going on straight to that rebounder so that I can move the lymph in my body. Getting on the sound lounge, getting on our vibroacoustic technology helps to move that lymphatic and increase lymphatic drainage as well. So there are physiological benefits that are introduced when you use our technology in addition to just the mental and emotional and spiritual benefits that you'll have through mindfulness and meditation. So we really do take it up a notch and kick it up another level.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'm all about leveraging tech to go a little bit deeper, a little bit farther, a little bit faster. You know, we just reaping the benefits. It's holistically, really. I was going to ask, you know, because you're in the midst of this and you're developing this and you're experiencing this, what changes have you noticed in either yourself or others who've kind of shifted and started using this technology?
I got to tell you, it's one of the things that I absolutely love about my role specifically is that on the face of what we do, on all the social media accounts, I'm the one that's responding to the comments. And I'm the one that replies to the DMs on TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube. It's me personally, not my staff, not a team. We have amazing teams that help us from a marketing perspective, but they're executing operational stuff. They're not replying to comments. That's all me. So I get to talk to people on a regular basis and hear about the changes that it makes in their lives. And it is life, quite literally life-changing. I hear over and over and over again how our technology has completely changed somebody's life and taken them from I'm ready to change or I'm ready to end this life to, you know what, it's not so bad. I'm going to stick around for a while and I'm ready to rock and roll. We've worked with folks that have PTSD, folks that have treatment-resistant depression and anxiety that have gone from a 10 to a 2, that have gone from I need to end my life to I'm going to stick around for a while, as I mentioned. And that's tremendous. I got a gal that reached out to me not too long ago. She bought a sound lounge about 6 months ago, having had her first sound lounge experience about 3 months before that. And it completely changed her life. This woman lost her entire family to drug overdose and a fire, lost her husband, her mother-in-law, her daughter, and her son, and lost everything. And for about 4 or 5 years was really on the brink of losing even herself. Had her first sound lounge session and it completely changed her life. And she came back into herself. She found herself again. And then of course saved up, bought a sound lounge, brought it home, now uses it every day. And every now and again, she'll send me another message. Like, I just want to thank you for this incredible technology and what you've done.
That's amazing.
I'm blessed to get these messages on a regular basis of folks who tell me how incredible this technology is, how wonderful the music we make is, and how much impact it's having. And that's why I do what I do. It's not easy to be a small business owner. This whole thing is really all about the rat race reboot. I thought I got out of the rat race not too long ago, if you would consider that working in a corporation, working for a company, and I started my own. Mm-hmm. And it comes with its own stress and its own anxieties. My business partner, Dom, and I, it's the best working relationship I've ever had. Dom is the best business partner I've ever had. I've said this over and over and over again. I love him dearly, his beautiful family. He loves my family. We are in the trenches day in and day out together. And doing something like this I wouldn't want to be anywhere else. And it comes with its own stress and its own anxiety. Yes, I get to make my own schedule and I get to be here with my daughter, and there's a whole bunch of upside to it. And it absolutely comes with its own stress of making payroll and making sure that we can cover our expenses and investing in inventory. And it's a process nonetheless. And I'm eternally grateful. But Dom and I both do this because we're passionate about the impact that our technology has, to your question. Mm-hmm. And the fact that I use it every day. Last night or the night before last at 1 o'clock in the morning, I got woken up on my sound lounge by my daughter, who wasn't sleeping. She wasn't feeling well. And I haven't gotten a good night's sleep in quite a while, but I'm able to go to my sound lounge to get 25, 30, 40 minutes over the course of the day when I need that reboot, when I need that push, when I need that regen. And it's a really powerful tool for that purpose as well.
You know, great point. You know, we can be in the rat race of a job, but a lot of people I work with are entrepreneurs, and we can get pulled back into it. If we're type A overachievers, like, you know, like many of us are, it's easy when you're doing something you love, right? You don't realize, oh, you know, it's like 8 o'clock. I should probably go have dinner with my family or figure that
out. Work-life balance? What's that?
What is that? But when we have these tools, that's key because we can take that pause. Indeed. And we know better. We always have a choice.
My wife and I are both entrepreneurs. And fortunately, we do have great balance. And I work 7 days a week.
Yeah.
Now I take time, and there's plenty of Tuesdays where, for example, well, Tuesday's my busy day, but whatever. There's plenty of time where I'll keep my daughter out of Montessori for the morning and we'll, you know, hang out. Hey, you want a couple extra hours? Should we go on an adventure?
Yeah,
let's go on an adventure. Cool. My schedule is clear. Let's go do that. And I'll find that time, right? Likewise, this past Sunday, 9, 10 o'clock in the morning, and I'm on the phone with prospects and clients that are calling me that want to chat. And they're like, hey, thanks for taking some time on a Sunday. And I'm like, no worries. It's all good. I'm happy to put in a couple hours to be there, because got to keep in mind, most of the folks we work with do work 9 to 5. They do have other places to be during the week. So into the evening at 5, 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock, that's when they're home and they have questions about our technology or they have questions about our app. And that's when they need to use it and want to use it. So I tell my clients, you call anytime, day or night, weekday, weekend. If you've got a question, if I don't answer, I don't answer, but reach out and touch if you can. And that does lead to some long days. And at the same time, my wife and I are both conscious enough to, hey, I need to sleep in tomorrow morning. I'm really exhausted. I was up until 3 o'clock in the morning trading emails with China, our manufacturing group. We're working on innovating a few new products, and prototyping is never easy. And I need to be on when they're on. So I was up late and then I slept in that morning.
Yeah.
I got to sleep in until 8 or 9, which was kind of nice. my wife and I, we kind of joke, like, remember when we didn't have to take our work home with us? Like, remember when we got off at Friday at noon because it was summer Fridays and we didn't have to go back to work or think about work until Monday morning? And that was that, like, used to be a thing. Boat. And there's something to be said about that.
No, but the beauty is, like I was telling you before the call, is I just went Saturday to this morning to help my parents, you know, kind of move out of a place and into another one. And it was, you know, it was definitely a lot and there was stress and I was definitely doubling down on my meditation and self-care, but that's the blessing of being able to do a little bit of work on a Sunday or a Saturday or when you feel energized and creative and you can, you know, take care of these things and be with people as well that are important to you.
Yeah. Look, in 2016, I've been an entrepreneur for a long time. And in 2016, my mom got sick. She had, she was in the hospital in the respiratory ward. And my dad and my sister can only take so much time. So I flew into New York and I sat at her bedside for 18 days. And I took phone calls and I worked and I certainly did some things here and there, but I was her advocate bedside with her for 18 days. Stayed at my parents' house on Long Island. I stayed with my dad. I was 15, 20 minutes. My dad would drop me off on his way to work and I was there all day being an advocate for my mom. It was awesome. Completely changed her self-care routine. I also picked up some essential oil clients in the nurses that were like, you smell fantastic. And what are you putting on your mom? And what is that all about? Right. Like, I mean, it was kind of work for me, but like, but I got to be able to do that at the time. And what a blessing. Right. What a blessing. Right now, my grandmother is sitting in hospice in South Florida. And I said to my parents, I can come, like, but I have my wife and my daughter and we have things happening here. But I said, look, I can come anytime you need me to. There's nothing on my calendar that can't be done or moved or rearranged. And there's something very freeing of that.
Yeah.
And I work very hard for it. And I've established something that's very difficult. It's not easy to own a business in the United States. There's a lot of administrative tasks that need to get done and things that you need to figure out that are taking care of you. And I wouldn't have it any other way. I absolutely love it.
Yeah, same here. And, you know, I think a big important piece of that, no matter what you're doing, is that self-care piece so that you can have the frame of mind and the wherewithal to handle all of these things.
You hit the nail on the head. That self-care process and that practice that you have is what conditions you. It's just like a baseball player working out, right? It's like, look, it's summer. I'm literally like two blocks, or the equivalent of what two blocks would be to the UFC Performance Center. And our technology is being used by fighters. Pro boxer, shout out to Cody Crowley, who's going for a belt. He's going for the title. His next fight, he's 22-0 or 23-0, and his next fight is for his championship. Uses our meditation cushion next to his ring while he trains, has a sound lounge at home, and uses it as part of his regular routine. And it's conditioning. You're training your body to do that. So that practice that you have, it's very much conditioning your body for how it's going to react when you are in the ring, whatever the ring is for your life,
whether
it's with
that.
Your kids, with your family, whatever it, and it's different for all of us. We have these pillars that we're starting to talk about at In Harmony. Where one is for yoga and meditation. One is for work and business. One is for fitness. And the other is for parenting, because these are all four very relative. I love yoga and meditation. I obviously work, and we've got a lot of applications in the corporate world for what we do and how we do it. We have executives that use our sound lounges in their office to rejuvenate prior to a big pitch, a big meeting, or when they had a late night entertaining clients, whatever it was, they use it to rejuvenate. Obviously fitness, we work with a lot of elite athletes and weekend warriors alike. And I'm a parent, and I know what it's like to have to wake up at 6:30 in the morning because my daughter's up and I had a rough night's sleep, or she had a rough night's sleep and I need to be there for her the next day. And I know what it's like to pull from the depths of my neurohormonal nervous system, which is the backup system that we have, the battery backup, if you will. Mm-hmm. And it's tough. Having access to a way to rejuvenate and to do so in a very short period of time it's a game changer. It's an absolute game changer. Like, I know how I show up for my daughter when I'm tired and exhausted versus when I'm well rested. I don't really remember what it's like to be fully well rested, but because I'm a 3.5-year-old, but I know after a sound lounge session how I show up to be a good parent and how sympathetic I am and compassionate I am and patient I am versus when I'm tired, exhausted, and run down.
Yeah, we're our true selves then. How do people learn about what you're offering and all of your technology, and how can people get in touch with you? And I'm going to have all this stuff in the show notes too.
Yeah. Well, first of all, listen to this podcast over and over and over again. There's some great information I think that's worth listening to more than once. That's first and foremost. You can find us at iaminharmony.com. That's our website. I am being the two most powerful words in the English language, because anything that comes after them, you are. So I'm a big fan of I am statements, and that's our website. I am In Harmony. Our company's In Harmony Interactive. A simple Google search will pull us up. Our app is In Harmony Music Meditations. It's In Harmony, lowercase I-N, capital H, In Harmony, one word. You can find us on all the social networks, Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, YouTube. We're everywhere, LinkedIn, Pinterest. And I'm the guy on the other side of the DMs in the comments. So reach out anytime. You'll find it's very unconventional. You'll find our phone number at the bottom of our website. That rings this phone right here, along with our address and an email address that comes into my inbox and a couple others. We try and be very forthright, very tangible. You go to iaminharmony.com, and right across the top, you're going to see my phone number. It's really easy to get in touch with us, and I love connecting with our team and our staff and our client base. We're growing very rapidly and enjoying it. And it's thanks to folks like you, Laura, for having us on your show and allowing us to meet your audience. And if I could be a resource in any way, shape, or form, please reach out. And thank you so much for having me.
Oh my gosh, you are so welcome. And thank you for pouring into our audience. I'm going onto your website. I recommend all of you do too, because I love the technology and I always want to go a little bit deeper into the relaxation and the wellness and the meditations. I definitely want to stay in contact, have deeper conversations about universal laws too. So we'll stay connected. Please. But thank you so much. And to those of you listening, remember, everything is created twice. First, in your imagination and your thinking and your thoughts, and then in physical form. And I'm excited to see you all next week. Have a wonderful rest of your week.
The views and opinions expressed by the hosts, guests, or callers of this program do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Studio 21, Podcast Cafe, the United Podcast Network, its partners or affiliates.